African leaders are gathered in Durban, South Africa, to inaugurate the African Union, the continent-wide grouping that replaces the 39-year-old Organization of African Unity. Unlike the OAU, the African Union will have peacekeeping forces and will have the right to intervene with member states in cases of genocide, war crimes, and gross violations of human rights. It hopes to replicate the European Union in promoting prosperity and democracy. Reporter Afebia Quist-Ogden is in Durban. What more can you say about this new organization?
You have outlined many of the main differences. The fact that the OAU, in its almost 40 years of existence, was not able to resolve any of the conflicts on the continent because, of course, it didn't have the right of interference in the internal affairs of a country. Whilst the OAU was often called a toothless dinosaur, two good things it did was, A, it helped to end apartheid, and it liberated the whole of Africa. The thing about the African Union and the stress on the African Union is it has got to pull the continent forward into the 21st century. And one of the new things in the African Union is that it's going to have a voluntary peer review mechanism amongst the leaders. That is unheard of in Africa. We'll have to see, though, whether these work.
And like the European Union, there's an economic component to the African Union.
The new partnership for Africa's development, called NEPAD, a much touted new initiative. As your listeners probably know, only a couple of weeks ago, the founding fathers of this new partnership went to the G8 summit in Kananaskis in Canada to launch it and really get global support from the rich nations for it. The idea is that Africa now wants to deal with business, with trade, but on an equal footing. And the leaders here in Durban, including Kofi Annan, the UN Secretary General, himself an African, a Ghanaian, are saying, but we have got to get our own house in order first.
Who or what was the impetus for creating the AU?
If you go back 50 plus years, one must say the founding father of Ghana, Kwame Nkrumah, who was one of the leaders who had the vision of a united Africa, which led to the formation of the Organization of African Unity in 63. If you look at who kick-started the notion and the vision for a new Africa, I suppose most people say it's the Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar al-Gaddafi, who is here in Durban. And what Colonel Gaddafi would like is one Africa with one African army doing all things together. I'm afraid the 50-plus other African leaders don't see it that way, but he certainly has an influential voice in what's going on here in Durban.
Does Gaddafi see himself as the great leader of the AU, or will someone else emerge in that role?
I think he would like to, and as usual, he has stolen the thunder of the host African president, in this case, South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki. But I think African leaders are indulging him. Whilst they want Libya to be part of the African continent and Africa's vision, all the African leaders feel that the idea is to speak with one voice on the important things so that the rest of the world, A, respects the continent, and B, makes sure that it deals with it on an equal footing.
Reporter Afebia Quist-Ogden of AllAfrica.com in Durban, South Africa.